You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. I've got something for you. What is it, Alex? Well, I've got you an early Christmas present. Woohoo! Uncle Alex bringing in the best presents. The ones all the football fans want. And what is it every football fan wants? Well, it's a new festive feature from the Football Hour, and especially from the Football Hour presenter, Alex Mearns. So, hello and welcome to our festive feature titled All I Want for Christmas. Here we go. Are you ready? Are you sat? Are you straight? Because this is the reason we are doing this festive feature, All I Want for Christmas. Because in the lead up to Christmas, it's fine for children and kids to sit on Santa's lap and ask Father Christmas what they hope for Christmas. Why is that so fine? But it's not fine, and it's discrimination for us adults, and especially us adults who support football teams, to ask Santa for certain things. For certain things that our football clubs need to change in the new year. Every single football fan up and down the football land has a Christmas list longer than most kids' present lists of things we want to change about our clubs. You see where I'm going with this? So, I decided in the run-up to the special time of year, Christmas, on the Football Hour, I will create a list of presents football fans from specific clubs would ask Santa Claus for. This week, we aren't going to a specific club. We are going to do the nation of England and England's football team. We're going to be speaking to a generic football fan who's an England supporter, who is very, very concerned about next summer's World Cup. So, are you ready, football friends? Have you pulled your crackers? Have you got your Santa's hat on? Because this is All I Want for Christmas, the England edition. I just want a day well clear of Iceland if we both make it through our World Cup group stages. You know, my second present, Santa Claus, would be for no England fans to get their heads kicked in by Russian football hooligans. I've seen some very scary documentaries about these Russian firms. We get beaten enough from teams when we face them on the field. We don't need to be getting beat up off the field as well. Third gift I desperately, desperately need. Can you please ask all the journalists covering England at the World Cup to not kill us before we start? These tabloid journos love building the players up so they can knock them down. I'm scared they'll put too much pressure on the likes of Dele Alli and Harry Kane and they'll crumble under pressure. Right, fourth present. Can we try and be a bit creative? It is seriously dull watching the majority of England games. I've watched paint dry, which has enthused me more than the World Cup qualification campaign. How about some exciting passing, some fast pressing, some quality goals scored? It's not that much to ask. You are a football team after all. Right, fifth and final present. Are you ready, Santa Claus? Here we go. I want England to just not embarrass us too much. After the Iceland match in the last Euros, we became the laughingstock of the EU. Let's not get beat by Panama and become the laughingstock of the world. Thanks, Santa. Love all England fans. Oh, well, that was lovely of that generic England fan to come in. Thank you so much. What is your name? My name's Dave. Oh, well, thank you so much, Dave. Enjoy the football. Dave, are you travelling out to Russia next summer to maybe collide with those Russian hooligans?
I'm staying well clear of them Russian hooligans. They would kick my head in. And I think they'd kick yours in too, Alex.
Yes, I certainly do think they would kick my head in. But good luck out in Russia, Dave. I'll be watching it on the telly, where I'll be crying and drinking my sorrows when England, of course, lose all their group games and get kicked out of the World Cup. Cheers, Dave. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey up. Hey up. No, that's goodbye. No. Hey up. That's hello. See you later.
Right. Thanks, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Right. Wasn't that lovely to meet Dave, the generic England fan? All he wants for Christmas is a few simple things. He wants England to not embarrass him. Well, that's probably too much to ask for. Then, he wants Harry Kane and Dele Alli to not have too much pressure on their shoulders. They're young lads, they don't need it. But, if you're listening, Harry Kane, if you're listening, Dele Alli, we're expecting a lot from you. Come on, lads, please do well for us. Right. That was All I Want for Christmas, the England Football Fan Edition, in preparation for the World Cup in Russia in 2018. Obviously, there's going to be no problems between England and Russian fans. They're all going to be holding hands. Everyone's going to be happy. Yeah, good luck with that.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.